So today we gather in this church, as we do every time that we gather, in thanksgiving to God. Eucharistia means to give thanks. We offer thanks to God in the same way that Jesus offered himself in love. Through him, with him, in him, we make a gift of ourselves in thanksgiving to God. It is good, it is right that we give thanks. In fact, over and over, every time we do the preface of the Mass, they go, the Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts, we lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. Truly, indeed, it is right and just. Our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. It is right and just in everywhere and at every time to give thanks to God. Now, we can say there's a long list of things to be thankful for, the goodness of creation, all of these things. But most especially, my brothers and sisters, it is in the redemption that we live in Jesus Christ, that this body will one day be raised up unto eternal life, that the promise of the world's transformation, that it will experience the fullness of God's intention and redemption, and that the investment of ourself, the gift of ourself, the pouring out of ourself into others ripples into eternity because we are redeemed, because our destiny is life, not death. Every aspect of who you are, everything, every opportunity of love, every choosing of good in your life, every opportunity of that becomes an opportunity of the gift and the sacrifice of yourself. And because the sacrifice of yourself does not end in death, even though it feels as if we are dying often when we give ourselves away, there is no death for us. We have already died in Jesus Christ. Can one who has died die again? We live in him. St. Paul says, in him we conquer overwhelmingly all these things that come against us. This time of year, it is so important that we focus on the things that we do possess, that God has been faithful to. Because there's an adage that what you place before you, you become. You understand this? You place before you, you become. When we come before the Lord, when we see him face to face, when we come in praise and thanksgiving, we become like him. Often, when we put ourselves in front of our belly buttons, when we put ourselves in front of the absence of the things in our life, when we put ourselves into what is missing from our life, we become like the absence that is before us. I know this situation, it's kind of an odd thing, but I've been a priest long enough that I've known some exorcists in the church. And I was like, whoo, exorcists, you know? Yeah, okay, all right, exorcists, it's a thing, right? But often for them, they're not really great people to be around. What? What are you talking about? Because they're always in front of the evil one, who's super legalistic, in order to make demands and claims, in order to have to be fought out of a system. He's like the worst possible lawyer that you could possibly be fighting against, because he just legal claims, legal claims, legal claims. And so often for exorcists, they have to have other ministry than this, because if not, they will become very legalistic, because they're dealing with the legal one, the legal one, the evil one, all the time. And because he is always before them, they have to spend time in front of Jesus. They have to see the good, where they get in this mode of legalism in themselves, because they're dealing with legalism all the time. So we have to be careful what we put before us, my brothers and sisters. We have to be careful what we put before us. If we only see what we are missing in our life, we will become like the emptiness and the missing that is before us. As Catholics, we are supposed to be disposed to seeing the good that is before us. And we are invited in obligation at least once a week to come and to celebrate in Thanksgiving the good that God has done in our life and to acknowledge it, to remember it, to make it present in this moment, lest we too fall into the vacuum of the things that are not yet fulfilled. We can do a whole list of things that aren't fulfilled in our lives, right? And a lot of those things, brokenness of our world, it probably will never be fulfilled until we die, resurrection, and the world is transformed. But now is the time, now is the invitation to put before us the blessings of God, to acknowledge them, to give thanks to Him, and to praise Him. On a personal note, I can tell you, these last few days, they've been very hard, because this time of year is hard. It's hard for me, because I think about all of the people that I miss, that are no longer here. I think about my godfather, my Uncle John, who died when I was 20. But so many Christmases were connected to him. He got married, his marriage lasted like 2 months, early on in life, and then he remained the rest of his life as a bachelor. But he would always come to our house for Christmas. He would always come and celebrate with us. We had 7 kids, so he knew where there was going to be excitement and noise and chaos. So he ran into the chaos, and he was there with us. Year after year after year, Christmas meant Uncle John was coming. I miss him. I miss my dad. I miss others that are a part of my life that should be there on these special days, remembering gathering around the table and eating turkey and all of these things of the seasons. But I get to this point and I recognize, what am I putting before me? I'm putting the absence before me. I'm putting the loss before me, the vacuum of those that should be there that aren't there. And it can spiral down, my brothers and sisters. So I encourage you, it is okay to weep and to mourn. It is okay to miss those whom you love who are not there with you. It's fine. But today we recognize we have to put before us those that are there in our life, who continue to be a part of our life, who continue to bless us, and we able to bless them and them to bless us. We have to recognize the gift of this present moment and of the eternal salvation that is for us and for those that have gone before us. I can't just focus on what is missing, my brothers and sisters. I will fall into the void. I will become the void that I stand before. Today is a day not of sadness, but of joy. Today is a day of thanksgiving for all of the gifts that we have. My brothers and sisters, one day there will be a great meal of thanksgiving, and the table will be full. It's the easiest way I can say it. The table will be full. Amen.